Hello, everybody. It's 2 p.m. and we wanted to welcome you to the Florida Building Commission's legislative update and topical issue conference call. The first order of business is then to turn it over to Chairman Schock.
Thank you, Jeff. Welcome, commissioners, staff, and members of the public to the January 26, 2018 Florida Building Commission plenary session teleconference meeting. The purpose of today's meeting is to receive a briefing on relevant legislative and legal issues and to consider approval of the Energy Code compliance software for the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. Jeff Blair will review the Commission's adopted teleconferencing participation process and then conduct a roll call of the commissioners. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome everybody. So our procedures are pretty simple. Please keep your phones on mute. Do not put your phones on hold. Please wait until you're invited to speak to avoid chaos. Please offer your name when speaking. I'll stack names on any discussion issue. There'll be plenty of time for folks to speak as needed, and please remember to state your name when you speak, as well as if you make a motion or a second, commissioners. All right, Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and conduct a roll call. Chairman Schock.
Here.
Hamid Bahadori. Steve Bassett.
Here.
James Batts.
Here.
Jim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great, thanks. Bob Boyer.
Here.
Don Brown.
Here.
Kelly Smith Burke.
Here.
Oscar Kaya.
Here.
Jay Carlson.
Here.
Dave Compton.
Here.
Nandine.
Present.
Mr. Chairman, I believe Commissioner Flanagan requested an excuse.
Correct.
So we have an excused absence per our chairman. Commissioner Frank? Charles, are you on? All right. Shane Gerwig?
Here.
David Gilson? David, are you on? All right. Richard Goff? Richard? All right. Jeff Gross? All right, Robert Humberger. Brian Langille.
Here.
Brad Schiffer.
I'm on.
Fred Schilling.
Yes, I'm here.
Drew Smith.
Here.
Jeff Stone.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, I believe Brian Swope requested an excused absence as well.
Okay.
All right. Don Whitehead.
Yeah. I'm here.
All right. Diana Worrell. Let me run through just to see if any of the commissioners who may have joined later or missed responding. Commissioner Bahadori. Commissioner Frank. And then alphabetically, coincidentally, Gilson, Goff, and Gross. Oh, and Hamburger, too, all in a row. And then Worrell. We have 17 members present, Mr. Chairman, which constitutes a quorum.
Thank you, Jeff. The next order of business would be the agenda review and approval. Jeff Blair will review the agenda proposed for the January 26, 2018 plenary session teleconference commission meeting. Jeff, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So our agenda will be to approve today's agenda, to consider our chair's discussion issues and recommendations, to receive and consider a report of legislative activities relevant to the commission, and then to discuss future teleconference meeting dates, to receive a legal report, and then to consider approval of energy code compliance software for the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation, to hear any general public comment, and then if there's any issues for our next meeting.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the January 26, 2018 teleconference meeting agenda as presented?
So moved, Boyer.
Schilling, second.
Boyer and Schilling. Is there any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous with the chair joining in. Chair discussion issues and recommendations. Commissioners, I recently appointed Commissioner Brian Swope to the Lightning Protection Work Group and wanted to formally acknowledge his appointment during this commissioner meeting. The next thing on the agenda is legislative updates. Tom Campbell will provide the commission with an update on proposed legislation from the 2018 legislative session impacting the Florida Building Code system. The latest bill metrics, including House Bill 23-299, 1077, and Senate Bill 1312, are linked to the commission. Posted to Tom? Okay. I'm getting a lot of feedback or something here.
No, yeah. That's okay. I think we addressed it. Well, I've got two main things to talk about because not much has changed since our last call. House Bill 299, which is the bill that shrinks the commission from 27 to 11, is still in the same status it was, and it's waiting to be heard in the Commerce Committee, and there is still not a matching bill in the Senate. The only other thing I saw was SB 908 and 723. They relate to construction bonds, and I thought some folks may be interested in just taking a look at those bills, but there's nothing in them that directly impacts the commission. Does anybody have any questions about any of the bills or anything else to do with the legislation?
Sounds like if anybody has any comments or questions, now's the opportunity. All right. Sounds like no comments.
So then we'll move to the legal.
Do you want to remind report about the dates of the
next meeting? Sure. The next calls are set for March 2nd and the 16th of March, and we'll also get an update at our meeting on February 12th.
Thank you, Tom. We can now move to the legal reports. Justin Vogel will report on relevant legal matters of interest to the commission. Justin.
Thank you. With respect to the rule challenge to 61G20 2.002, both parties submitted proposed final orders to the ALJ on January 19th, and we expect a decision to be rendered by mid-February. We will have a more detailed discussion about the possible outcomes of the rule challenge and potential next steps at the February meeting in Jacksonville. And that's all, unless anyone has any questions at this time.
Thank you, Justin. Hey, I guess we still haven't heard anything on the certification of the accessibility code, huh?
No, I was going to maybe briefly mention that at the in-person meeting, but I've called DOJ recently, and as usual, no response.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, but I just thought I'd stick that in there.
Sure.
Okay, we'll move on now to the approval of energy code compliance software for the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. Periodically, the commission is requested to consider approval of energy code compliance software for specific editions of the Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. The commission is now being asked to consider approving the energy code compliance software for the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation, specifically ResNet version 4.6.5.0, Florida, for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements. Commissioner Smith will provide the energy tax recommendations, and Mo will provide any technical background needed and answer members' questions. Drew, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we had a meeting last week of the energy tax, reviewed in depth the software and its matrix, and we're requesting approval for approval of the software. Mo can explain some more details if necessary.
So, Drew, since you kind of broke up, the TAC is requesting conditional approval conditioned on the vendor correcting the program consistent with DBPR staff's comments. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I guess if if anybody has any
Jeff will now review the and facilitate any public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry. Yeah, does anybody from the public wish to comment on the recommendation from the Energy TAC, which is to conditionally approve it, conditioned on the vendor correcting the program consistent with staff's written and posted comments? Doesn't appear to be any public comment, Mr. Chairman, so back to the commission for a motion.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. If there's no further discussion, commissioners, I would like to ask for a motion to conditionally approve the Energy Code Compliance Software for the 6th Edition 2017 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation, specifically ResCheck version 4.6.5.0 for Florida, for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements conditioned on the vendor correcting the program consistent with DPPR staff's written comments. Is there such a motion?
Schiffer moves.
Or second.
Who was the second?
Schiffer made the motion. Who made the second?
Gaia.
Commissioner Gaia made the second. All is there any further discussion on this issue? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that appears to be unanimous. Thank you. I guess we move on now to general public comment. Jeff Blair will stack a list of any members of the public who wish to address the commission at this time. Is there anyone? Hearing none, I guess we move along to the next step.
Yes, sir.
The commission will meet in Jacksonville on February 13th, 2018. In addition, the lightning protection work group will meet in Jacksonville on February 12th, 2018. And Jeff, if you can now do a closing roll call.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Schock.
Here.
Bahadori. Bassett.
Here.
Batts. Jim, are you still on?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing today.
Yeah, no, it's a little... sorry, thank you, though. Commissioner Boyer?
Here.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Smith-Burk?
Commissioner Smith-Burk?
Here.
Kaia?
I'm here.
Trying to say as little as I can, so excuse me if I'm just calling last names. We're having some technical issues.
Got him muted out.
Carlson?
Here.
Compton?
Here.
Dean?
Present.
Frank? Okay. Gerwig?
Here.
Gilson, Goff, Rose, and Helmberger?
Here.
Which one's here?
Hamburger.
Okay, Commissioner.
I joined late. Came in agenda item 3.
Agenda item 3. Okay, so you did vote then on the on the code thing, that would change the vote to 18-0. That would be the only change.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Very good. Thanks for letting us know. Commissioner Langille?
Here.
And Schiffer?
Still on.
And Schilling?
Yes, I'm here.
And Drew Smith?
Here.
Jeff Stone?
Here.
Don Whitehead?
I'm here.
Diana Worrell? Mr. Chairman, we have 18 present. We had 17 initially, so all who were present were there, plus one additional, which was Commissioner Humbert.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you, everyone, for participating. I appreciate us having a quorum, because we did have a little more business than just an update of the legislation, so I really do appreciate that. And there being no further business, I think we can stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good job, sir. Okay.